The client pulls a vial from his coat.
"Drink this," he says, "and no one else will get hurt."
She struggles as he unstoppers the vial, its contents smelling like pond scum, and tries to press it to her lips. Panic fills her, but Fen's voice breaks through with her advice about fights. "Be unpredictable." Swift as lightning, she brings her heel down on his foot. He stumbles, but recovers quickly, grabbing for her arm as she lunges for the door. She spins, but her dress is a snare they both get caught in. They fall to the rug, twisting and grappling. There's a crunch as someone rolls over the vial. Lord Aylwin, if that's even his name, must have dropped his knife because both hands are on her now, choking. His hot breath is on her face, and she has little of her own. The dress hitches up around her thighs as she bucks beneath him. For a wild moment, she wants to laugh. "If you came for a courtesan who takes her clothes off, you're in the wrong place." But that can't be what he wants, because he's holding her like he can barely stand to touch her. It's the only reason she can still breathe at all.
"Get off me,"
she croaks, straining for her knife. It's strapped to her thigh, trapped under feathers. If she can just get her hand down a few inches more.
"You are proof," he whispers, "that witches live amongst us, the kind who will poison the world if we let you."